This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. So here's the gamble. $20 guaranteed, or a 50-50 chance of winning $60. Which would you choose? The answer might actually be evident in a brain scan, according to a study in which researchers posed actual terms like that to 108 young adults, and the stakes were real. The initial choice and then the outcome if they picked the bet determine how much they'd walk away with after the study. The research is in the journal Neuron.
It does work out in our favor that people are risk-averse because it means that on average we're going to be paying people less than we would otherwise.
Joe Cable, a psychologist and neuroscientist at the University of Pennsylvania. After he and his team recorded the subject's appetite for risk, they scanned their brains using various techniques that visualize anatomy and real-time activity. And they found that individuals who were willing to throw the sure thing $20 away for the chance of a higher payout were also more likely to have larger amygdalas. That's a region associated with processing fear and weighing risk versus reward. They also saw in the gamblers' brains more synchronized activity between the amygdala and another region, called the medial prefrontal cortex. But there were fewer physical white matter connections between those two regions, which might seem paradoxical.
Sort of a first pass intuition, you might expect, well, you know, shouldn't these two be going together?
But Cable explains that even though you start out life with lots of those white matter connections, they tend to get trimmed and refined during development. So fewer physical connections between regions could actually indicate a more mature, more developed synchronization of activity between them.
It's possible that within the population that we see of healthy young adults, a more pruned structural connection between the amygdala and the medial prefrontal cortex is a sign of a more developed connection and one that might be more effective or efficient and thus lead to greater communication between the two areas.
This type of scanning to predict behavior is in its infancy now. But down the line,
you know, I can imagine it being used to help steer people to what the right place to put their money is when they're investing.
And the study also hints at the fact that brain scans might reveal a lot more about your attitudes and your behavior than you might think. It's a good thing to keep in mind.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.